This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The stretch, and the lefty's 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Climbed the ladder with a fastball. And Olsen comes up empty with the bases loaded. Huge strikeout for Suarez, number 7 on the night. And Ranger keeps the Braves off the board.
Heck of a night for Ranger Suarez. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I feel like Ranger kind of got lost in the shuffle. We're all upset about what happened to Bryce Harper, obviously. And I want retaliation tonight on a Brave. But Hugh, Ranger Suarez last night was good again. So he had his first start back, he was not good, right? He got hit around.
Yeah.
His last few starts.
I did that.
It's okay. You know, it's just like Ranger, right? The first one, not great, but you'll rebound.
Yeah, you rebound.
Since then, he's been excellent. I mean, he looks like the pitcher that he was for early in last year.
Looks like a guy pitching for a contract.
Well, he does. And you know what got me thinking? It's a very bizarre situation because I feel like most people just assume, and I'm one of them, that he's not going to be here long term, right? They have all these young pitchers. They have some guys they've already re-signed. They traded for Lizardo. There doesn't seem to be a long term spot for him, yet he's just doing really well right now. It's like, I don't know what the future of Ranger Suarez in Philadelphia is. It's kind of weird when a pitcher is this good for this long. It's been years he's been a good pitcher, and we all just assume, yeah, they're going to let him walk away.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you talk about let it play out.
Yeah.
This is one that looks like they're going to let it play out, especially when you talk about Nola, him being here. He's already been signed. Painter potentially is in the rotation.
Of course, yeah.
So it's one of those things where Ranger's basically doing himself a favor.
And the team at the
same
time.
Yeah, he's helping. It's a win-win. This is one of those things when you're talking about, you know, screw the team, do what's best for the team. He's doing what's best for the team right now. He's pitching well, and he's putting himself in position to go somewhere else if the Phillies decide not to resign.
But at that same time, if he keeps pitching like this, do you want him to walk away? I know they have all these other options, but this just doesn't usually happen. Like, if he's older, okay, that's different. He's older. Or if the Phillies don't have enough money or they're a mid-market team that can't afford him, that's different. Teams don't usually let 29-year-old homegrown pitchers that are pitching well just leave, and it feels like we are just resigned to the fact that, well, like you said, they have Wheeler signed, they have Nola signed, they have Painter coming, they have Abel coming, they have Lizardo under contract.
It's not a bad problem to have.
No.
Especially when you talk about potentially what you're going to need towards the end of the season.
Well, totally. I mean,
you know what I mean? You got, like, what we're talking about, seven arms that you have that you can use. And the fact that, who was the guy pop for the
Alvarado.
PD? Alvarado. Yeah. So one of those guys, out of necessity, I think, see, here's the thing with Ranger right now is that I think that if he keeps on this timeline of pitching well right now, that during the playoffs, when we make it to the playoffs, that it wouldn't be a thing for him to go in the bullpen.
All right. I agree with you on that. But we're going to have a situation. I keep waiting for this moment, and it's going to happen. There's going to be a moment before the playoffs where they have more starters than spots.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious how you think this is going to play out. When Aaron Nola returns, and we found out yesterday he's still feeling some soreness, so this isn't like an immediate thing. Maybe it's, I don't know, 3 weeks from now. Maybe it's the All-Star break. But at some point, Nola's going to be back, right? It's not like he broke his ankle. He just sprained it. He's going to come back. Nola, Wheeler, Suarez, Sanchez, Painter. I mean, like, that's five, right?
That's five.
That's five right there. And who am I missing? Oh, Lizardo. That's six. So either they're going to a six-man rotation this summer or someone's going to the bullpen. What's happening?
I would say, just off the top, Lizardo's probably going to go in the bullpen.
Really?
I would just say just strictly off of that, just the way you presented it to me, because I don't think Ranger that early in the season is going to go. I really don't.
But why? I wouldn't move Lizardo. He's their second best starter.
No, I hear you. But that's what I'm saying. Right off of what you just said, you just paid Nola a lot of money. He's not going. I would say that would probably be the easiest move. Probably the one that sounds a little crazy, but right now, the way Ranger's pitching and he's pitching better, he's not. And the money situation, he's not going to.
That's a hell to the no for me. Sorry.
I know. I can't move Lizardo. He's my game two starter.
No, I hear what you're saying. But if the way that you presented it to me today, if you had to do it today, it has to be him.
No. You're doing a lot of tap dancing to avoid the elephant in the room. Is that Rain
Suarez?
I'm not avoiding. I'm hitting it head on. That's not going to happen.
But if we've already established he's probably not going to be here, why do I care about his future?
Because he's pitching well. Then you want him
to
pitch.
But Lizardo's pitching better.
Lizardo's
been their second
best
starter.
Your solution is to hurt the starting rotation.
No, this is what I'm saying. if the timeline that I gave you initially when I put Ranger in the bullpen works, but the timeline that you're talking about does not work.
Because no one wants to. I did the same thing with Jolly last week. No one wants to acknowledge my timeline. I agree with you. In the playoffs, it's easy.
I acknowledge your timeline every day.
You did. But Jolly didn't. In the playoffs, all rules are off, right?
We're all inclusive on this show, Joe.
In the playoffs, because it's easy to say.
On Friday.
Not you. It's easy to
say. What I do on Friday? I forgot.
Come on.
I forgot.
You said something you should have apologized for.
What you talking about? You talking about Andrew?
Yes.
He'll be all right.
Well, I guess.
Andrew needs to apologize to me. If you listen to Andrew,
you need to apologize to me. Why would one of our salespeople here apologize to
because
you?
Because
he never came on the air and said something derogatory about you.
He made a promise to me last year and he didn't keep it.
Oh, gee. So this is revenge.
Yeah, well, it wasn't revenge, but when we talk about apologize, you know I'm going to deflect.
That was huge retaliation.
I know. Took a year for that. My point is, in the bullpen, in the playoffs, sure, someone's going to go to the bullpen.
Yes.
But I'll just say it this way. By the All-Star break, I think it's very realistic. Nola's ready. And Painter's ready. Mm-hmm. We have six starters. So we either got to go to a six-man rotation or someone's going to the bullpen.
Guess what?
And every time I bring this up, no one gives me a straight answer.
I did give you a straight answer.
Lizardo?
Yes.
That's not a straight answer. It's ridiculous.
No, that's like...
I didn't know it was going to trigger.
You are so in bed with Boris that you're putting our second-best starter in the bullpen.
I understand how these things work.
No,
and it's funny that
sure
as much
that.
Baseball as you two guys have watched, y'all don't get that.
No.
Y'all want a strong arm and beat up people.
I've tried to give up and
lose games in spite of being petty and all this other stuff.
Well, that's because we're losing the battle to win the war. Okay. I have given out two reasonable ideas.
I am the voice of reason.
Reasonable idea one is Ranger. Reasonable idea two is Painter. I bring both up. Everyone yells at me. No one has a real idea.
But that's not reasonable. Because
neither is moving Lizardo to the bullpen.
Okay.
But just got to be honest.
As of today, what is the solution?
How about a six-man rotation?
Okay, we can do that.
Is everyone on board? Because you're worried about feelings. Major League buddies over here.
Well,
we know Zach Wheeler doesn't like that.
Well, you got to talk to Zach.
I'm not talking to anybody.
No. Hold on. See, you're one step removed from putting Zach freaking Wheeler in the bullpen putting Lizardo in there.
Definitely not putting
it can't
Zach
happen.
In. Zach is the guy that we know if he's listening. Zach, I'm trying to... I understand you don't like to go on more days rest. He likes his rest the way he likes it.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking about this six-man rotation, the first conversation that I'm having is with Zach to find out if he's okay with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we know based on history, and they've even sort of offhand said it, I think, recently when talking about Nola coming back. They keep moving Wheeler so that he's on regular rest. This is a thing. I don't think that's really even worth asking him again.
Okay, so, well, we'll figure that one out.
But that is the most logical thing. It keeps Painter from running out of innings. It protects Lizardo, who recently had issues with his back. I think a six-man rotation makes sense.
But best version of this rotation is with Wheeler at his absolute best.
I get it. So someone's got to get uncomfortable here.
It's freaking Ranger.
When we say be uncomfortable... Are we talking about? We're not talking about putting a young cat in the bullpen. We're not talking about painting the bullpen.
I mean, I still want to do that.
I know you do.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ranger's not going to the bullpen because of the monetary. Not right now. This, not right now.
This is a game of musical chairs, and we don't have enough chairs here for all these guys.
Yeah, you won't put Nolan there because he already got paid, and you won't put Ranger in there because he wants to get paid.
But put Lazaro.
Okay. Since this triggered you so much,
it is triggering. But the Lazaro thing is crazy.
He's the odd man. To me, he's the odd man out.
He's their second best arm.
He is absolutely not the odd man out. Right, Ranger now, is the odd man out.
Ranger's not the odd man out, Kyle. Because Ranger's the guy that's trying to get paid.
No, he's the most versatile.
Okay,
so
he's
that makes him the odd man out.
Okay, he's the most versatile at the end of the year. But right now, he's trying to build up his resume so that he can get paid at the end of the year. Because just like we talked about, he might not be here.
It's the most exhausting thing.
I just can't believe you walk in here with a Boris Korp hat on every day.
It's unbelievable.
See, I make great points. You just don't want to listen to what I'm saying.
Because you're
just being stubborn. Nope. Both of you guys.
You're being stubborn.
Lizardo in the bullpen.
you're being so stubborn that you're willing to put our second best pitcher in the bullpen so that Ranger can get a payday in the offseason.
The way you presented the problem to me, that's the easiest fix.
It's absolutely not the easiest
fix.
No, it's not. No, that's Rangers, cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Ranger's not going to the bullpen knowing that there's money out there to be made, and he's pitching well.
Well, he might.
He's not. Okay, at the end of the season, yes. If we're going to a five-man rotation, you say, hey, Ranger, I need you to go in the bullpen. That increases his value to another team if he decides to do that. But right now, that's not the case.
Well, here's the reality. Multiple of these guys got to go to the bullpen in the postseason. You only need three or four starters in the playoffs.
This is true.
So they're all better get ready for that.
This is true.
Let's take a deep breath here because I'm losing my mind. 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub & Grill, which, by the way,
cannot wait.
We're going to be there tomorrow. So we're going to be at the Fort Washington location tomorrow.
That's the far one.
Well, it depends on where you are.
Well, they're all nice. Listen, McGurk, I'm not complaining because they're all nice.
You know, they have a new one closer to me. They just built a brand new one. Now, that's not where we're going tomorrow.
Is that the one we went where they had the outside bar and the TVs?
We haven't
stuff?
Been to the brand new one yet.
Oh, we haven't been, but the one we've been to this one.
We've been to Fort Washington.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, they're really, really nice. Really
we
nice.
Can't wait. So we'll be in Fort Washington tomorrow. Come on by, say hi, have some lunch. We will be there between 10 and 2 doing our show tomorrow. McGurk's in
McGurk's.
Fort Washington. All right, Twitter question here, which we had a bunch of Twitter questions. I'm excited to see where the people come down. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Okay. Well, we had a bunch about the Phillies and the Braves and the retaliation. I'm really curious where people came down on who is the better athlete right now, Howie Roseman or Hugh Douglas. Last time I looked on that, I believe it was about a 50-50 split.
Yeah, Howie probably was winning.
Well, he did throw a good first pitch last night.
He did. He threw a pitch. Mm-hmm. He worked on it, and he did a good job.
You worked on yours last year, too. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Would you trade a win over the Braves for retaliation tonight? 62% are plant-based and said no.
Yeah, that's
sad.
Those are grown-ups.
No, that's your fault. 51,
it's tough being a grown-up.
51%. Said Howie Roseman is currently a better athlete than Hugh Douglas.
That's a close one.
That's rough. And 69% believe the Phillies need to retaliate tonight. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris,
can I just real quick?
Yes,
sorry.
Go ahead.
I want to read you the National League Cy Young odds.
Can I guess them?
I haven't looked
in a few.
Sure,
just
the rankings. You don't have to give me the number.
Okay. I'm going to guess Skeens.
Yes.
Favorite.
Yep.
Is Wheeler too?
No.
Yamamoto?
Yes.
So Skeens,
Ben Wheeler.
Yamamoto, Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out where Lizardo is. Lizardo is probably top five or six. I'm going to go Logan Webb.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Green?
Yes.
Lizardo?
Yes.
Top six.
Mm-hmm.
Bullpen.
Yeah.
Says Douglas.
You asked me in a vacuum. I stand by what
this
I said.
This is a joke, six. Quite frankly.
Right.
Yelling at me don't make it any different.
No, I'm just trying to get my emotions out.
Hurting my feelings and yelling at me don't make it no different.
What is WIP for? Chris and Ben Salem. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? How
what's going on, Chris?
Hey, number one, with Ranger and Nola, like, I'm putting Nola in the bullpen. Like, money be damned. Like, I'm not having him go out there at 91, 92 and get shelled when Ranger's throwing shutouts.
So, Chris, I think on merit, he's obviously their worst starting pitcher. Like, I understand what you're saying. My only concern with that is, like, what does he give you in the bullpen? You know what I mean? Like, are we just stashing him there as a long man? We might have to.
I think that's what he's at in his career, you know, at this point. Unless he, you know, drinks a magic potion and he starts throwing 95, 97 again. Which, you know,
magic
it would
potion.
Also reaffirm his
That's cold.
His commitment to the team would be reaffirmed.
He needs the Jose Alvarado magic potion.
That's cold.
That's right. That's right. Because it ain't happening. The older he gets, the slower he's going to throw.
I don't know, dog. Yeah. Hey, Alvarado did it.
And he got busted for it.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, hey, do what you got to do to get ready to go.
That's it. For the good of the team. That's it. The other thing is, I need more commitment out of Rob Thompson. I need him in a security shirt tonight, the yellow security shirt with the fake glasses and the mustache and the fedora outside the Braves locker room with a steel chair going after Acuna's knee.
Wow.
So, Chris, you know, I love that made me also think about do you remember the Bobby Valentine thing when he had the fake mustache and the glasses when he was in the dugout?
Yep.
Do you remember that, Hugh? Bobby Valentine was the manager of the Mets just like 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he got thrown out of a game, and he snuck back into the dugout in the T-shirt and, like, the disguise glasses and the fake nose and the mustache and sat there and tried to manage the game. Chris, you need a Cunha bean tonight or a Brave bean?
Yeah, I mean, Joe, you're dead on with it. Like, it's not so much Strider hitting him and, like, it's the Braves' fault, but it's three games in a row where Bryce has been hit, and there needs to be a message sent to the rest of the league that you can't be that comfortable coming up and in where there's not going to be any repercussions. And it's just part of the game. It is what it is. And the guys just need to go police it and take care of their star.
They do, and they got to protect him. And they got to protect the others. Chris, good phone call. They got to protect Schwarber and Trey and all the guys that, you know, could be the next one to get beamed.
Yeah, see, it's the principality about it at this point. That's a terrible disguise, too.
What?
I mean, it was just like...
About the Bobby Valentine thing?
Yeah.
If my memory serves, he got away with it for like maybe a half an inning or an inning, and then the umpire caught him.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how could you not see who that was?
Yeah, well, I think he was hiding a little bit in the corner of the dugout. All right, go ahead.
But what I was about to say is it's one of those things where I understand that normally in situations like this, you don't want to retaliate because it wasn't on purpose. But it's happened too frequently in the last couple of days for you to let it slide. And again, one of the things that people say about the Braves, and they said about the Braves, is that when it comes time to, you know, let them drop, sometimes they don't do that. They're really – they need some seasoning. And this would be a great moment to go out there and put hands on somebody.
Well, it shows we got your back, and we're not doing this. You're not going up and in and hitting our guys.
This is a different time. Like, I also look at it like this, and this is why I'm more concerned about getting a win, because this was the team that at the beginning of the season was picked to win the division. This was a team that people thought that was going to resurge and come back and, you know, make a lot of noise. I'm trying to put them to sleep.
I know. You want to win. You want to dominate them and finish. I could trade a win tonight to get Acuna plunked.
No, I mean, I hear you, but I'm trying to balance this grown-up thing with a little bit of, you know, trying to be mature about the situation.
It doesn't work.
I mean, I know it doesn't. It's tough, but you got to try to balance it out as much as possible.
Yeah, but today's not a day for grown-ups. Today's the day to throw a baseball at someone on purpose. Skip in Claymont. What's up, Skip?
Hi, you. How do you do? Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Skip.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit nervous because I'm talking to a three-time Pro Bowler, 1995 Defensive Rookie of the Year, Eagles Hall of Famer, and my boyhood hero, Hugh Douglas, alias Horse Cartwright.
Wait a minute, that's a lot.
I just call him the Big Bear. How are you?
Hey, Skip, what's up, man? What are you thinking?
Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, it's me, Skip. I met you at the Family Dollar next to the Food Lion on Philly Pike in Claymont. How are you doing?
Man, that's a lot. Hello.
Yeah, you're a saver, too. I know you like to say you like a nice savings like me.
Yeah, I like to save money. I don't like
Some people
money.
Call you cheap. I call you frugal.
I like to be frugal. That's a lot, though. Anyway. That's a lot, Skip. You got a lot of information.
Well, it's good.
Well, I'm a first time, long time creeping you, first time calling you. Just kidding. And I agree with Joe. I'd throw a ball at him. I'd throw a couple of balls at him, right this head.
Well, Skip, it's good to have you on. So what do you have for Hugh? You're calling in to talk to Hugh. Boy, it's pretty cool. You know, your favorite player, and you got to meet him once. That's pretty awesome.
Well, I have respect, admiration, appreciation, adoration and affection, if he'll have me. Just kidding.
Wait a minute.
I love the guy for such a long time. I can't believe I'm talking to him on the phone. It's crazy.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'm glad you're going to talk to you. This is good, Hugh. This is good.
So, You look good, Hugh. You look like you've been working out. I didn't even know it was shredding season. Like you say.
It's the laugh for me. The laugh kind of got me.
By the way, I heard that I know you have had some problems with your truck. I don't know if it's a space issue or not. I have a garage if you want to use it.
Oh, no, I'm good. I have a garage. I'm good.
Yeah, I know you pull into your place every afternoon about 2:45 after the show, and we're actually in the same development. I'm in 207. It's me, Skip.
I'm sorry, Skip, but I don't really too much speak to my neighbors because I'm not that friendly.
I know that's part of the problem I wanted to get into and talk to you about just a little bit with the Homeowners Association, but I guess you only know me by face. I wave to you all the time. One time I spelled out the E-A-G-L-E-S with my arms and hand signals. I'm very flexible.
I didn't recognize that. Hmm. It sounded like he was doing a lot of waving.
I see you in the morning, too.
Oh, well, Skip, you watch Hugh leave the house in the morning every day? You're really keeping an eye on this guy. That's pretty neighborly.
I keep an eye on him, and then I drive off, too. Oftentimes, I find myself driving behind you on I-95 when you're on your way into the station, and I just drive to watch at the same time. There's always a reason to drive from Claymont to Philadelphia.
That's a lot, Skip. That is a lot.
I know you had some problems with your battery. If you can use me if you want. I'll recharge your battery anytime you'd like.
This is getting a little bit weird, creepy, Skip.
I'm flattered with the offer, but I don't think we're compatible.
I'm in 207, and I heard you're saying that you walk around your unit naked, and some of the other homeowners were upset. But I say, you be you. You do you. And then I'll do you. Hoo-hoo! You're the king of the castle. You make the rules in your home. I'm just a spectator.
Wait, did you say spectator?
I like the look. Well, I'm just a big fan. By the way, I'm a little worried about you not getting enough sleep.
Why are you worried about that?
I was looking in your window the other night. It was after 11 o'clock and you were still up. I thought maybe you had stayed up to watch the basketball, but you were playing video games.
All right. Skip, I think we get the point. Skip, we thank you for calling, Skip. Thank you.
Of course. It's an honor. Remember, Hugh, you can park your big truck in my garage anytime you like.
All right. That's enough, Skip. What do you do? Maybe you say hi to the neighbors, because otherwise you got this going on.
I don't speak to my neighbors.
Well,
I mean, I wave.
Now we all spoke to your neighbors.
I see the kids. When I see the kids, I wave to the kids. But the grown-ups,
what's going on in that neighborhood?
You might have to move after that.
Put some blinds up.
Do you have
blinds or curtains?
You know what? I probably should invest in one of those. What was it called? A partition?
Yeah, something.
I didn't get it yet.
You just got open windows?
Yeah, in the back, you can. It's open.
Yeah.
And every now and then.
Skip's looking in.
Well, I mean, that's a lot for him to do that, but I know for a fact my neighbors probably saw me.
I don't know if I'm more worried about you or Skip.
Well, I'm very worried about Skip.
Skip's he's a lot.
Yeah, I would invest in the home security system if I were you.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. Well, obviously it's not working because you don't know Skip's looking through the window, buddy. You got to watch out for that. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls here. Everyone gets a chance to react as the Phillies get set to play the Braves tonight. This is very simple, very, very simple. Last night, Bryce Harper took one in the elbow. He's lucky, we're lucky that it wasn't worse than it was. It's a bruise, x-rays negative, no break. It could have been worse. It could have been the kind of injury that knocks a player out for months at a time and would have absolutely changed this Philly season. And it's time for the Phillies to just get in order here. Harper's getting hit left and right. Teams are coming after the Phillies, and they have to make sure it doesn't happen anymore. I need a Brave bean tonight. Where do you come down? Also, we have to get to, it's our first chance to react to an NFL tier list that came out recently. We'll give our reaction to it. Quarterback list. It's a big day, guys.
Uh-oh.
It's the first quarterback list.
Are we about to get triggered? Trigger warning.
I don't know. Why is it we're getting triggered? It's just a good old quarterback list.
Those are always civil.
That doesn't ever get anyone upset. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.